Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric.
Yes, 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 let's do it. Last night was some night in the ballroom, a lot of fun, and the bar was really raised with some truly brilliant performances across the board. It was phenomenal. Great fun as well. Unfortunately, as always, someone had to go, and this week's couple to be eliminated were television presenter Katya Mia and her professional partner Venus Merfeldis. They're in studio, so we can say congratulations, you made it to the quarterfinal. You made it to the quarterfinal. Think about that for a second. I mean, we're nearly at the end. We're practically at the wrap. I'm in house already in my head.
Yeah, we're in the we're on our third drink and we're having a great time.
We're there. It is difficult to kind of remember how well you've done. Yeah. Because you get that, you're so consumed by it, and everyone's talking about the final and getting to the next stage, that sometimes you need to be reminded how far you've bloody come.
Yeah, like I was just saying this to Venus like last night and this morning. First of all, getting to the quarterfinal is something I surely didn't expect.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do any sort of a lift when I began with this whole experience. So to have done what we've done so far, I am very impressed and I'm proud of us. So
I mean, you've shocked everybody with what you've done on the show. Like, yeah, making the quarterfinal firstly is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it has the word final in it.
Exactly.
Like, let's just take that. We're just going to call ourselves finalists.
Exactly.
You know?
I'll be remembered anyway as the series go on. Now, I couldn't tell you who won last year. Was it some fella from in here or something? I don't know. But you did mention on the floor of Venus that Katya was a really good student.
Yes. I was going to say, it even surprised me from the very, very start, just like how receptive she was to everything, how she'd like picked up stuff very, very quickly. Mm. And like they even mentioned it from week one, how like you made the hard stuff look easy.
You were a natural.
You were the definition of a natural performer. Mm. So like that just gave you so much, and that it just blew me away week on week, because I just like couldn't like understand. I was like, well, she's just doing everything that I'm asking her to do. So
yeah. And I have a new respect for you guys, because obviously myself and Darren partook in the team dances, which was like having a little mini heart attack.
Yes, Miss Charleston.
For 2.5 minutes. However, I cannot, like, it is all consuming. Mm-hmm. And I know, especially you, you have a day job. So just remind people, like, your schedule. What was your schedule like?
Gosh,
it was crazy.
Even thinking about it now, it's ridiculous. So it was like 9 to 2, I would do dance rehearsals. And then I'd eat my wrap in the car and drive to Virgin Media. And then 2:30 to 7, I'm at work. And then in the last few weeks, it was 7 till 9 p.m.
Rehearsals again. Yep.
And then I get home and just crash. And yep. I think it was starting to build up on me. Like toward the last few days, I was like obviously giving it my all, but at the same time, like just going through it, because I had no more to give. I think I was stretched out.
You're right. This is the part of the competition where you have to ignore your family and friends, leave the job, and get into that studio.
I saw Venus more than I saw my boyfriend, mother.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Can we talk about your family for a second? Because they were great support. And probably the only time they saw you is when they came to the show on a Sunday night. You even had to rope them into one of your dances one of the weeks.
Just to hang out with my sister.
You're
going to have to get into the show, guys. Like, honestly. I see them. They'd be on the dance floor. And then I'm out and I'm like, hi, bye.
I'm going to bed.
But that's how it was. But they were so supportive. Like, it was my mom's highlight of the week, going to the show. She'd always have a new outfit.
Oh,
she was loving it.
She's like, so proud.
Yeah. She'd go down to the local boutique and be like, oh, I've got a new dress this week. Like, and my dad got to come down one of the weeks. And yeah, it was great. It was honestly brilliant. And even Irvinus's mom, oh my God, such a hype queen.
Oh, she's literally taking this Instagram things to a next level.
She was our manager.
They were loud. Your family were pretty loud on the floor, because you know I'm with the audience quite a bit. And they were a rowdy bunch, I have to say, Katya. Which was a joy. It was a joy. But looking back at your whole experience, even from the very first, I mean, look how far you've come dance-wise. Can you imagine, like, if you look back to your first dance, so you're like, oh God, things I do different or better or whatever. But what has been the highlight for you?
Well, I kind of have top two.
Go on.
Like, my week, was it week five when I did the Viennese Waltz? It was such a moment. Like, I was very emotional. And then again, week seven, Charleston was emotional, but then for the opposite reason. I was overjoyed. I was ecstatic just for what we achieved, all the flips. But I think there were two moments I won't forget for the Dancing with the Stars season. Like, they were pivotal moments for me, I think.
No, yeah.
Okay, Irvinas, I'm going to put you on the spot because I like to do that.
Okay.
Because it's good radio. Who's going to win? Who? Ooh. Sorry, let me rephrase that because you never really know who's going to. Who deserves to win?
Oh, that makes it worse.
They're all deserving, but who has that a little hair between the little hairs?
Count to three and we'll see if we've the same answer.
Okay, ready? Okay. And you can shout into the mic. One, two, three.
Laura Fox.
Laura Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Blue's listening.
But, I love you, Blue. I love David. I love all of them.
Love
but
you all.
Laura is on fire. And I think she deserves to win. Like, just even after her Charleston yesterday. She's a little pocket rocket. Oh my gosh.
And I have to say, and despite myself, because she works here and I don't want to be giving her any more, but like, she's a... That one is a great team player.
Very, very much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's an excellent and team player, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to say any more about her. I am impartial. Actually, it's going to be a whopper final. It's going to be so difficult to call. I would not like to be a judge. I wouldn't even like to be voting because I wouldn't know who to vote for.
I know, and it was a killer. Like, even Arthur, we were talking to Arthur last night and today, and it was, you could just see how torn he was, because you get to be so close with everyone, like with you guys, even the judges. Like, we all have lunch together.
Yes.
Like, everyone is super connected, so it's never an easy decision, and it's never easy to see someone go home anyway. But I'm buzzing to watch the final from like the outside.
No, you're not. You're probably going to be
I'll be in it for an eight count. And then I'm going to watch it and just chill out. I can't wait. It's going to be a spectacular show.
Mouse and the Lad said, Jen, she was unreal. And shut up the body shamers. That's from What a Dancer. Good stuff. Mouse and the Lad says that.
Thanks, Mouse.
You had a tough, more so than anybody online. And it was awful to hear and awful to see, and prove that haven't come any further than back then when we were all saying to each other, hashtag be kind and be kind. We forget so quickly, don't we?
Yeah.
that, you know, we should always remember to be kind. But having said that, you used it, didn't you?
Yeah. Like, you have to use it to kind of... silence the haters, as we say. You know, I think it's good to show people that, yeah, like, there's people with, like, the normal or majority body size of whatever it is, 14, 16, that can go out there and still, like, dance and shake what your mama gave you.
Exactly.
Because I don't think we got to see enough of that. And, like, even the media in general, you don't really see people that are curvy enough. So I kind of knew it was going to come. I kind of knew I'd probably get the odd comment of, like, body shamers, but I almost prepared myself for it. But I think, yeah, there was a certain point where we were working so hard and I was like, I'm trying my best. And then you get
a message like that,
leave me alone.
And then you simply let the dancing do the talk by doing a backflip on national television. Yeah. So,
do you know what it is, Catch, as well? And I hope, like, I don't want you to feel singled out, because Darren, me, Laura, we all get it.
Everyone does.
And when you're on when you're on a show like that, everybody gets it. It's horrible.
You're
to
under
say.
A microscope. Yeah. So everyone's going to find something to pick up. But I think instead I wasn't doing it from that point on. Like, I wasn't doing it for me. I was doing it for everyone else. That's like, oh, I've kind of gotten a comment like that before, like everyone else. And like, this is a way where you can just silence people who have something mean to say and just kind of go out and do your best. So.
Oh my God. You were a joy to watch. You absolutely were a joy. Tell me, what's the plan? Like, well, like, what's going on with you? What's the plan this week?
Well, I'm back to work today.
Okay.
Still going to the studio, have to.
Yeah. Exactly. But, normal week, but you don't have to go back to the dance studio and do a 2 hour there.
Yeah. I don't really know what a normal week feels like, because I only stepped into my new role in November. And yeah, we were kind of in the swing of dancing already. So yeah, it's going to be nice having a weekend off.
Yeah. Or Venus, you're back in on the floor for a pro number, I presume.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm basically going to be waiting now for the next few days. I'll be back in rehearsals just till the end of the show, really getting ready for the semi-final, the final, whatever pro acts, whatever acts we may have. So that'll be me, and then back into teaching and maybe a few other projects.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend. Honestly, Irvina's like, and he's the youngest on the show. He's only 21.
He's the baby.
He's the baby.
But he's amazing.
The baby.
And can I just say, I'm going to miss seeing what you wear every week. Aww. Because Jen is on our side of the stairs when we walk down, and we're always like, woo!
I'm like, yay!
Hey! You're going to look fire. Okay.
Well, listen, we've only two more weeks to go. It's going to be a whopper couple of weeks, but you will be missed. But we're only going to miss your gorgeous face next week, because then you'll be back in the final to do a little dance you can enjoy, and you can laugh at all them under stress.
And it's fine if I make a mistake, because I'm not going to get judged.
Exactly. Lastly, I just need to ask you, because I haven't spoken to you about this. When you got the call, were you shocked? Were you like, this is it? Were you a definite yes? Did you have to think about it?
Well, I was shocked because, number one, I was like, they know who I am. And number two, I had to think about it because I was like, okay, like this is a huge platform that I'm going to put myself out on. But it took a bit of convincing from like my friends and my family. And I was just like, look, you only live once, just go for it. Whatever happens, happens. And we made it this far. So
to the quarterfinal, baby.
To the quarterfinal.
Yes. Okay, now get back to work. There we go. Catch you, Mia. And our Venus Mirfeldis, thank you so much for coming in. We will see you on Virgin Media tonight on the 6 o'clock show.
Yes.
Tune in and you can have that plug for free.
Thanks,
guys.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.